Over these many months, the great outdoors has been a refuge for many of us. But it's starting to get really cold in a lot of the country.
So how do you enjoy the wilderness now? We called up Blair Braverman.
I am an adventurer and a dog sledder.
Braverman takes the dogs out sometimes for days at a time.
Temperatures down to, I think, probably 40, 50 below. You know, the thermometers bottom out, so at some point you're not really sure how cold it is.
But Braverman says even if you're not about to dog sled across Alaska, like she has, everyone can learn how to stay warm outside. A lot of it is about dressing right, which means layers. That's not just parental advice, it's science.
When you're wearing your winter clothes, what you're trying to do is create a layer of air around your body. And the thicker it is, the more air you're going to hold, and that's going to be the greatest insulator.
So for your winter coat, you want puffy, wind-resistant, and as long a coat as possible. Good boots or shoes that create distance between your feet and the ground will help a lot, too.
And that's where a ton of your warmth goes, is it gets sort of sucked out the bottom of your feet through your contact with the cold ground.
Okay, so now you're fully dressed and you're outside, but it's still cold. Braverman has more tips.
Well, you got to pee a lot. If you have a full bladder, it's going to make you so much colder because your body is wasting energy.
Noted. And if the fun is over and now you're back inside and you're still cold, your instinct might be to keep your winter clothes on.
You want to take off as much as possible. Like, be barefoot, strip down to your base layer, because all your clothes are holding onto the cold air from outside.
And then it's time for hot chocolate. Or maybe something a little stronger.